CliffCentral.com.
Listen, we're frightened here. You know, no, I'm serious. I mean, like, I love goofing around and we laugh and all this. We have two new words today from Kellyanne Conway, the alternative facts. I mean, now it's not real. It's not facts. It's alternative facts now. It's a scary thing. You know, when Bush made it and when, you know, I mean, I could go back many years and, you know, you vote Democratic and it doesn't work out and you're upset. But do we think the world is going to change because of this? No. But people are frightened. And I don't think anybody really knew that he was even going to be the president. It was an angry vote against Hillary.
I get the feeling that this march was an angry march against a result that people on the left didn't like. That's all. It looks like sore losers. It looks like a bunch of people who are unhappy that they didn't win.
Gareth, 500. We had over 1 million people alone. That is anger, but that is going to be a grassroots effort for us to not go backwards.
Debbie,
I mean, it's not.
If
it's
Madonna,
wins, right?
if
it's
Madonna, huge. Let's imagine Madonna 2 years ago saying, "I've often thought about blowing up the White House." Those are exact words. Imagine her saying that 2 years ago when Obama was in the White House. What would she have been called?
Who would have ever said that 2 years ago? Then it would have been treasonous. But now with
you want to blow up the White House treasonous full stop, regardless of who's incumbent in the office.
You know, was it a choice of words that you should say, you know, like in front of 500,000 people? Maybe not. But I mean,
and this
really,
is a pop star. This is not someone who has any mandate.
Let me tell you, this morning when Kellyanne Conway was talking to one of our, you know, news commentators, and she wouldn't answer the question, I felt like blowing up my TV, you know? I mean, this is emotional times. Should she have said that? Probably not. But, you know, did she mean it? No. Come on.
Think so?
You're
willing to forgive her, but let's say there's some lunatic somewhere who says it and does mean it. I mean, if ISIS said that, we would want to carpet bomb the hell out of everywhere they are.
Absolutely. You're right. No, you're right, Gareth. That's cool.
I mean, let's
I understand
that. You
have to understand.
You know, I'm a proud American, even though I'm not an American, right?
You are. You're my American too, Gareth. And you know, I love you, but this, I'm not going to back off. Listen, there's going to be a lot of people that were absolutely thinking what she said that would never
those are not
do
pa-
that.
Those people are not patriotic.
But, you know, he's a scary guy.
No,
he's a scary guy.
Deb, I don't miss the danger here in any way in your head. And I don't miss the fact that this guy says a lot of things that are not necessarily the smartest things to say. And he's very egotistical.
Well, that's an understatement.
Sure. And as you said, egotistical. But this is his first day in office. If you're going to have a march on the first day of the guy's job, you're going to have 500, 600,000 people take to the streets of Washington on his first day when he hasn't even done anything yet except confirm his own cabinet appointments. What have you got left?
He signed executive orders that were scary.
What?
He assigned executive orders
That wasn't the march. The march was about stuff that he hasn't even touched yet, like women's rights. You've blown the arsenal. You've exhausted the entire stock of weapons on the first day.
But see, no. This is the first of many marches, and this is the first of many people coming together and making a difference. I think the Democrats have just been complacent for way too long. I think that we need to become
strident
of the
for far
Tea
too
Party,
long, if you ask me.
Here's
the deal. I don't understand how someone gets democratically elected. And you can fight about the Electoral College now. It seems to have not bothered Americans for the last 380 years. The Electoral College is the way that you win an election. Donald Trump is a game theory guy. He saw this is the way to win. He campaigned hard in the states that he needed. He won the election. Shouldn't we wait for a major reason to take to the – this was attention seeking.
This was a call to action. I was expecting maybe 200,000 people, Gareth. I had no idea that over 500, now they're saying 1 million people were there. I mean, you know, I don't want to get too Trump on you about saying, you know, there were 20 million people there.
60 million people voted for Donald Trump.
And 63 million voted for Hillary.
CliffCentral.com.